Welcome to Bold and Branded, a podcast where we discuss the exact steps you need to take to leave your 9-to-5 and step out on your own. From taking bold steps to building a brand, we are here to give you actual tips so you can walk away and build your business, along with a dose of encouragement, because let's face it, entrepreneurship is a bumpy ride. I'm your host, Courtney English, attorney and entrepreneur, and I've worked with hundreds of business owners just like you. I know exactly what it takes to step out on your own and find success while doing it. Welcome to Bold and Branded.
Should you even start a business? It is overwhelming with all the information online and from your friends. You never know really where to start or if you should start at all. Perhaps you just need to put in more overtime in your day job. I'm here to talk to you today about the three things you should consider to determine if you really should start a business. Let's dive in. First off, to determine if you should start a business, you need to think about what your goals are. I know this is a broad word. If your goal is to just bring in some more money in the short term or to be home with your children, or is it to build an empire with your name on it? You really need to consider what the goal is. Start with the end in mind. Businesses have this funny way of taking hold of you, of consuming you, your time, your attention, your resources. And it's really important that you get clear on the goal of the why you're starting to begin with. Now, oftentimes people come to me and say, I want to start a business because I want to be home with my kids. And I think that's wonderful. But starting a business for that reason can narrow your options and the method of how you scale. So it's really important, again, that you're clear on that goal. I've had other folks I've worked with who started a business because they were unemployable, quote unquote. And I find this very endearing because I can relate in so many ways. And also I've seen it in my own personal family. The thing about being unemployable means really that you just have a hard time playing by the rules. And your goal is to build something where you can make the rules. Now, that's not nearly as sexy as you think it is, but it is an admirable goal. And honestly, people like that are never going to be happy working a day job as it is. So that's a fair goal, but really getting clear on that goal. Another one that I work with quite often are people who want to start a business because they need a side hustle. They need extra income. Extra income is important. Life is very different these days, and you know that extra money can go a long way. Also, extra income solves a lot of problems for people in terms of having the freedom to buy a bigger home, to pay for their kids' activities, to be a part of a community. So this is also a great goal. But again, we got to get clear on what they are. And these are just a few that I see. There's many, many other reasons, such as leaving a legacy, building an empire with your name on it, as a path towards wealth, millionaire status. Again, many, many reasons. But it comes down to what is your goal? And this should be absolutely personal. It should not be because someone told you to start a business. You should never start a business because someone told you to do it. You should start it because you have a goal. Okay, number two. In determining if you should start a business, you need to look at your resources. Resources, not just money. Oftentimes people will tell me that they can't start a business because they don't have the capital. Or they need to get a full-time job to support the business so the business can grow. The thing about that is resources in a business are more than just capital. In fact, at this stage in business for me, I've noticed my most important resource is my network. It are the people I know. And not just because they refer me clients. I'm finding that machine kind of runs itself. But really, because they give me insights and knowledge that I wouldn't have gained anywhere else. They teach me things, they fill my knowledge gaps, and they help me to be a better business owner. But when I first started, my most valuable resource was my ability to hustle. And trust me, I still do that today. But it was the skill that I have, this work ethic, if you will, to hit the ground running. I often don't share this, but I built my law firm when I was about 8 months pregnant with my first daughter. I had this thing against daycares, and I was adamant she would not go to one. So I did what anybody does. I worked a job all day, and I went out and networked at night, 8 months pregnant. I handed out business cards. I connected with old classmates. And again, I just hustled. I did not have any money to put into this. I started this firm for under probably $100, a website eventually, and some business cards. That was it. And no, I didn't hire some fancy designer to build out my website. I did all myself. Squarespace for the win. And my marketing machine was me. It was just me going out, hitting the pavement. And after my daughter was born, 2 weeks after she was born, I was back at it again. Now, I understand there's seasons of rest and all that good stuff, but I wouldn't trade that for anything, because that resource and that ability to hustle like that gave me freedom. So now I have three daughters. I can step back far more than I would any other way. So when you're looking at your resources that you have to start a business, don't look at this narrow for just money. Think about your network. Think about your time. Time is huge because a lot of business owners don't have time. So think about what you have there as well. I mentioned that a lot of people think they need to start a business on the side while working a full-time job to cash fund the business. The problem with that is when your attention gets divided, you are just throwing everything at the wall and nothing is really going to stick. You're not rooting into solid foundation. When your attention is so divided like that, you're going to be torn between taking the promotion to work or putting in the extra hours in your business. Now, oftentimes, there's a season where we need to do both. I've done both, as I just mentioned, and that is okay. But pay very close attention to when that season ends and where that jumping off point is. Because again, you cannot stay that divided. So look at your resources. Be very clear about what you can leverage where you're at today. Don't keep waiting for another paycheck. Don't wait for more time. Don't wait till your kids go to school. Don't wait till they're school age. Just quit waiting. Look at the resources you have now to determine if you should start a business. Okay, my final one is number three. Are you committed to personal growth? I know this sounds woo-woo, and you're going to hear me say this many times, but when you are a business owner, it's like walking around with a mirror in front of your face. You are constantly aware of your strengths, your weaknesses, and everything in between. Being a business owner is not for the faint of heart, and it requires that you are obsessed with growth, personal development, business growth, anything you can do to consume knowledge to be better. Your business will not grow past your thinking. If you start out thinking, I just need to make $1,000 so I can pay for my kids' activities for the school year, you will probably make $1,000. But then next year, when those activities increase to $1,500, you have programmed your thinking to only be for $1,000. And you're going to feel that pain and that stress trying to come up with that extra $500. If you can work on programming your mind and your thoughts and growing yourself, expanding yourself, so that when those things come up and you need that extra $1,500, that extra $500, whatever it may be, you know you can do it. And you're not stressed trying to figure out the how. Personal development is absolutely key to growing a business. Our mind drives our actions and our feelings and our thoughts, and we have to be constantly aware of what we're taking captive. If we don't do this, we're dead in the water. our business is not going to grow beyond us. It can't. I recently read in Millionaire Mindset, a book that I'm currently working on, that you cannot hate money and have money. I love that. Because why would you have something you hate? It's common to hear people talk, especially in, you know, let's say lower income or middle, even middle class neighborhoods, say things like, oh, I hate money. It's just a tool, or money stresses me out, or rich people, you know, they're so snobby. Well, those people are never going to become wealthy. They're never going to have that money because they're talking about it so negatively. They're talking about it in a way that, why would they attract it? Why would they want it? And that's really how our mind works. Of course, I'm oversimplifying this a bit, but if we hate something so much and dislike it, we're not going to have it. We're not going to reach that status or that wealth in this scenario. So the development is so important. Program your brain for success. Don't think negatively on those who are successful. Don't cast judgment on people who've gone before you or who have, quote unquote, made it. Think about you, what you want, and don't be afraid to work on it. Don't be afraid to reprogram your thoughts, to pick up the books, listen to the podcast, and do the work, because it is absolutely required if you're going to run a business. Okay, if you can do these three things, you should absolutely start a business. Being clear on your goals, understanding the resources you have, and being dedicated to personal growth are the three things it takes to start and grow a business. You do not need to have money in the bank. You don't need to have infinite time. And you don't need to have all the answers. You just have to be committed to doing them and to have a goal that compels you and motivates you. If you don't have this, your business is not going to make it. If it does get off the ground, it's going to barely creep by, and you are always going to be wondering if you should just get a job. Starting a business is not for the faint of heart. You heard that I started pregnant with my oldest daughter, and I hustled, but I'm so grateful I did. And honestly, this is actually not my first business. Every business I built before this has required about the same amount of attention and hustle. It's the way it is. And I'm thankful for that because one thing I know is that I can outwork a lot of people, and that always will put me in the realm of success as long as I keep growing my mind, keep working on my mindset, and I'm dedicated to getting the knowledge that I need. And you should feel that way too. You should have resources in your arsenal that make you certain you can achieve and start this thing. I hope this encouraged you. I hope that you have an opportunity to sit down and answer these questions in a methodical way so you can finally get your business off the ground. And if you already have a business, regroup, go back to the basics, and still answer these three things. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bold and Branded, hosted by yours truly, Courtney English. Tune in each week for the latest and greatest tips and tricks for your business so you can also live bold and, of course, protect your brand.